My name is Lindiwe Majele Sibanda. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of FANAPAN, which is a food security think tank where we advocate for a food secure Africa. We have a coordinating secretariat that is based in Pretoria. We have offices in 16 African countries, and this year we're opening our 17th office in Benin, but we do work Africa-wide.
You're part of this conference. What does it mean to you? What steps do you think you have achieved by just being here?
What's exciting is that the focus is about ending hunger, but I think what we need to address are the root causes of hunger. What we realize is that the major challenges we face are climate change, poor nutrition, and poor access to tools for production. And when we are meeting the commitment to end hunger by 2025, for us, we say, what are the fundamentals and how best should we address them? And the bottom line is that let's, number one, give the tools to those who want to farm. And we know that 80% of the food we consume in Africa passes through the hands of women. So women should be in the forefront. But the other interesting thing is that the majority of farmers of the future will be the youth. So let's equip the youth with the knowledge. Let's modernize agriculture. And let's make sure that we make it climate smart. And that way we'll be able to produce enough, we'll be able to utilize it properly, and we'll be able to address the challenges of undernutrition. So really, it all starts at household level, and that's why the idea of family farms is exciting. Let's start with education at the household level. Let's start by increasing productivity at the household level so that the households are food secure. Then the excess can be sold so that they can meet the other needs of the household. So agriculture is key. I think the issue in advocacy is about the message, the evidence. Where does that come from? The messengers, who should be the people who are affected by the problem, and the platforms. And that's why for us, a platform like this, which is continent-wide, which is international, allows us to learn, to exchange ideas. But if we go back to the issue of the evidence, I think we're not investing enough in collating knowledge that is foolproof, that is the true status quo of what is happening in these households.
What do you need to do that?
We need to invest more in research because we find that our own universities are sidelined when it comes to collating data. We are collecting data piecemeal and not building databases that can then be used for forward planning, that can be used for informing policy processes. Another thing is to equip the advocates. We have advocates who talk without the real evidence that is backed by statistics that we all agree to. So we believe that by collating the correct data, equipping the advocates, and building mutual accountability frameworks where we know the data is correct, we define where we are and where we want to go, we will be able to achieve more progress. Currently, it's done in an extractive mode, and then we all stand back and say, this is not the true scenario. So I think we need to put more money into research. We need to put more money into equipping our advocates to utilize the evidence, but more important, into building policies using evidence that comes bottom-up.
Referring to the Maputo Declaration 10%, how much of that would go into the sector you're advocating for?
I think the beauty about Africa is that through CADEP we now have a framework where all African countries can speak to a target. At Maputo it was agreed that the national budget contribution should be a minimum of 10%. It said that we only have 10 countries that have reached that target, but at least we now have a common framework. But I think the key should be the growth of the agricultural sector. We've said that's the bedrock for Africa's development. And therefore, unless we invest more in agriculture, we modernize the sector, we cannot grow. But the thing is, it's not just within agriculture. Agriculture can be supported by many other sectors. We need the energy sector because you cannot improve without good energy for the value chain. We need infrastructure because part of the challenge we face is high cost of inputs. It's because we can't get the inputs to the farmers at reasonable prices. We also need the communication sector. Just people to access information, knowledge, you need viable communication tools. You need the education and health sectors, because unless women are educated about the quality of food that they should produce, that they should feed their families with, you will continue to have the challenge of undernutrition. So I think what we need is a multi-sectoral approach with good leadership, not at Minister of Agriculture level, but at presidential level, where there is political will, guidance, and consistent support to address these challenges. So that's what we're advocating for.